People, you are listening to You Know What, Dude.
No, but you have to tell them who it is first.
It's Andre the Giant.
1, 2, 3, go.
This is Andre the Giant. You're listening to You Know What, Dude. On gloryholeradio.com. Anybody want a peanut?
You know what?
All right, what's up? Another fucking episode of You Know What, Dude podcast with fucking me. You know who I am. Robert Kelly, the guy with the rusty voice and the accent. I don't even know if I have that anymore because I quit smoking. But I'm here. I'm doing the podcast by myself this week. It's my fucking podcast. And I'm getting sick of you cocksuckers liking guests. No, I'm joking. I have a guest. I would never do this. I am going to do this by myself someday. Excuse me, that's really loud. I was adjusting my stool. Smell my finger. I got a very funny comedian on. Up and comer, I don't know if you'd say that. I think he's funny. I've done a bunch of shit with him. And I've used them a couple times to open up for me. Feature, I think they like to be called now. Feature. And Dan Soda, everybody.
Hey, hi, Bobby.
They're applauding right now in their cars.
Yeah, they're going ape shit sitting at their computers.
Yeah, in their cars. They're applauding. What's up, brother?
What's
How you
up,
doing?
Dude?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. This is it.
You still have the accent, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if my voice is getting, you know, because my voice, because when I smoked, it was really sometimes raspy and I don't know if it's actually getting better.
I think you're all right. Like right now, you sound the same. It's mm-hmm. probably just in the morning because when I quit like a month ago.
Right.
But I always sound just like a weathered truck driver.
Yeah, you sound like shit.
I'm like the kind of guy that if I talk shit to you on the phone,
yeah.
I think you'd be scared. But then if you saw me in person, you'd be like, this guy looks like a fucking delivery boy. I'm not afraid.
No, you don't. You don't look like a delivery boy. You look like a fucking young Russian. I actually told you. You look, you know what you are?
What am I?
If a giant and a midget fucked, you would be the result. Like, you have midget giant qualities.
Like I have are you saying I have like a midget features?
You have midget features. Like your head is the head of a midget.
I've got dwarf head.
Yeah, but your voice and your hands and your arms are that of a giant.
So I have all these misplaced body parts and then just a dwarf head.
Yeah, like somebody made you in a basement. Like
like they sewn me together.
Well, I mean, not to really. I mean, I'm not even saying that to be mean.
Totally taking that as a compliment that you're calling me fucking Frankenstein right now.
As fun as it as it is to say those things about you, it's true. You have like midget, like your shoulders are small like a midget, and your ears. And then
I don't have small ears. I don't have. I have big ears.
You have no. They're pointy ears.
Yeah, they're dwarf ears.
They're not big.
Man, you are gonna fuck me up for the next week.
Listen, dude. Colin Quinn has big lobes. If you ever want to see a fucking lobe, look at that fucking Tootsie Tribe fucking earlobe he has.
I'm just gonna be. It's just gonna suck for the next 2 weeks, staring in the mirror and just hearing your dumb voice in my head, like, dude, you look like a giant fucked a midget. That's just gonna be in my head the whole time.
Is that really my voice?
No, not really, but somewhat. It's a representation. I'm just going to be showering with a shirt on because I have all these body issues.
It's a representation of my voice.
Yeah, I think that's what I call it, a representation.
So, dude, where are you from, man, originally?
I grew up in Denver, Colorado. That's where I grew up.
Boo.
I don't see, what's the boo about it? Why, because it's not on a coast?
Nah, it's just a bunch of fucking hippies.
A bunch of peaceful people? Oh, that's horrible. How dare we build a city where people don't fucking hate each other?
Get your fucking giant deep voice back from the mic a little
bit. You want me to back up?
You tell me you don't have a giant's voice.
I do have a giant's voice.
You have a testosterone, like the back of your brain, that part that produces that fluid. Is producing too much.
You think it's working overtime?
Well, you have that voice. You do have like a giant's voice. That deep.
Yeah. I want to. Yeah.
Do you Andre the Giant?
Yeah, how tall are you?
Wait a minute. You do it. Wait a minute. You got to do Andre the Giant. I've never heard an Andre the Giant.
You've never heard someone do an Andre the Giant?
I've never heard Andre the Giant impression ever.
Yeah, I can do an Andre.
All right, go ahead.
Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 3, I'm coming for you. You snorting just made it worth it.
Dude, that's fucking great, dude.
Would anybody like a peanut?
Stop it, I mean it. Stop rhyming this instant, I mean it.
Would anybody like a peanut?
That's the other one he does.
Yeah, I just love the... I got four horses in case we find the lady. Hello, lady.
Ah, shit. Goddamn, Dan, you're a funny motherfucker, dude.
I'm just a deep-voiced boy. That's all I am.
All right, we're starting to do a little video on this podcast. I'm going to start putting some video of people, and you're actually the first one.
Hey, all right, I broke through as the first one.
You're the first goddamn one.
Me and my dumb giant voice.
I mean, dude, look, I like Denver. I've been there a couple times. That's I went great. To the School of Mines.
Yeah, that's School of Mines is, I don't even know where that is. It's where all the smart kids go. I don't know.
Well, you're just saying that because you heard the word mines.
Yeah, and well, it's also like that, I think, at Colorado College, like the two smart places in Colorado.
Well, I went there once, and I thought it was like a party town. The guys that picked me up were like fucking just college dudes. And they, if you heard that in the background, that was a fucking jet going by my house. We do this in my apartment. It's not as cool as Mark Maron's in a garage saving my life. But no, I'm kidding. But we do set my kitchen table most of the time.
I think it's a great setup.
Thank you. Well, dude, it's come a long way. This podcast started on my iPhone.
Just you on your iPhone?
That's it. The first 10, 20, I don't know. It's just me recording on my iPhone. I mean, I did one with Rich Voss, Colin, a bunch of people. We did great podcasts just from my iPhone. And I had... The reason why it was so cool for me is because I wanted to do a podcast anywhere, anytime. I didn't want to have to fucking, you know, like set up you coming and get one today.
Watch you almost lose your shit setting the equipment up like I did today.
No, you spilled the coffee.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I spilled the coffee. Yeah. But you did clean it up.
Oh, shit.
Bitch.
Well, you were setting up. I'm sorry that I'm a good house guest.
No, you are a nice guy. That was very nice of you to clean that up. I was actually watching you with your giant hands. cleaning it up like my
fumbling own. With the tiny tissue in my dumb big hands.
It was like having my own giant servant.
Why do you want me to put the couch? That's just moving shit for you.
Hey, dude, why don't you come over and do the podcast? I got to move some shit.
There are people that do that shit.
Though. Yeah,
I know.
They're called assholes.
Yeah. Oh shit! I just hit my mic. Oh, this is a fun podcast. I didn't think you were going to be this funny.
Yeah, really?
No, I knew you were. What was I saying? Yeah, the podcast started out just on my iPhone. So now I've upgraded it a lot. I have a mixing board. We're going to start doing all this crazy shit. Well, the fans, it costs a lot of money, but the fans started donating. I put a donate button on the fucking page, and believe it or not, people fucking donated a little. I'm not a fucking millionaire.
Yeah, but
I'm taking all that shit and upgrading it, and we get all kinds of new shit, and we're gonna start doing live, which we do, but with people able to call in.
Oh.
Ooh,
that's fancy. You have a little phone switchboard?
Well, we have a mechanism.
We do you now?
We have a mech. We're going to add some sounds.
If you fucking start putting in dumb little like, people should stop listening. If you get to that point.
Why?
Because it's not an 80s drive time radio morning show.
This is called the You Know What Do Zoo. Podcast.
Welcome back to the You Know What Dude Zoo.
Oh, God. You have some dumb chick intern that has to just do stupid shit.
We have stuff here, Dan, and I'm offended that.
Back problem is baby shit alongside of what this dude is doing. Almost killed a funny law officer.
I wish they just.
Backyard, knocking down mailboxes, got broad in the car, took across the state line, got the man out. I think he's got permission, and that's kidnapping. How's that behind this?
Woo! I wish the video was on you to watch your face and how excited it got when you started playing that sound clip.
I fucking stink, dude.
You really were just so excited to play that
dude,
clip.
Dude, I love Buford T. Justice. Everybody who listens to this podcast knows that fucking Buford T. Justice is the best thing that's ever happened to anybody. Bank robbing. Took across the state line. That's the Mann Act. I don't think he had a permission. That's kidnapping. How'd that behind jinks? The best. DeRosa does it great.
Oh, God.
But
that was.
So we do have sounds. We're not going to do sounds. And
that's great. I can't wait till we get to the lightning round, whatever. segment you invent once you get more sound effects.
We're gonna let some people call in, but not a lot, you know. And we're gonna use the actual phone thing for to call, you know, people, whatever, like, you know, friends of mine.
Yeah.
We could call you one night. Where the fuck are you, you fucking piece of shit? And you could be like, I'm drunk, eating a fat chick's pussy. And
that would sound like a hell of an evening.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why not?
My wife is right there. Dude.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, yeah, you're the one that opens the gates, I'm the one that's supposed to be on the leash. You ass. That's a setup.
Have some respect.
My wife's downstairs.
Put your shirt on. She has no shirt on. Look at my wife's boobs.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
That's why. You know what? You're a good guy. That was my test I do to people. And I did it to Norton. I can't tell you how fast his head turned around to look at my wife's tits. I said, my wife, she's the topless.
Yeah, but Norton wrote a book about hookers. You think, like, I'm just...
Oh, he did.
Yeah, I'm just a kid from Denver. You know, I'd be like, look, titties. I'm like,
and back to Denver. What a segue. So you have done radio.
Yeah. I'm well-versed.
You've done podcasts.
I'm well-versed in podcasts. Let's wrap it back up into that.
So you're from Denver. What do we got? Go.
Go and Denver. It's a fucking city that's a mile high. I would, you know, I like being from there, but I don't think I could live there again.
I like Denver when I was there. It was a cool town. I'm just busting your balls, dude. I heard it's got the comedy club that you've never worked.
No, I haven't.
Is there?
It's funny because like all my friends from Boston, all my friends from the East Coast, whenever I tell them from Denver, they're like, "Fucking, what do you do in Denver? What do you do there?"
Three people.
Just walk around.
Say three people.
I know five. I know six people.
I know, it was a joke.
I know, but I'm just saying you East Coasters just shit all over any city.
I've been to every state in the union.
All right. World.
Sometimes.
The Traveler, Bobby Kelly.
And Denver is not one of my, I don't think it's a shithole. I like Denver. It's kind of hippie-ish.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little fucking hippie. There's a lot of, it's, you know, it's kind of like fucking, you know, some of those upper fucking Seattle and.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? It has like a little bit of like, like to it. It has like that kind of fucking fake arrogance sometimes. Like, we don't do either. It's like, shut up.
I did the School of Mines and these kids that picked me up back to that, they picked me up. They're like, dude, do whatever you want. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? And I was like, great. I went up and did whatever I wanted. And people were complaining. There was Asian people there. They actually got mad at me for some shit I did. And, you know, there was some other girls got mad. And I was like, Jesus, you asshole set me up. You told me to do whatever you want for you three douches that picked me up. Yeah. But the fucking school, you know, and I didn't give a shit really, but it was like, fuck you. You know, School of Mines. Why don't you open up your mind, man? Open up your mind to what I'm saying, man. I'm not saying that Asians are bad. I'm just saying that the old Asian lady face, there's nothing more depressing.
There is
waiting
more.
For a bus in the sun. Ugh. It's sad, man.
But it's like, that's the drawback of those liberal hippie cities.
Yeah.
Is that they're not in your face about it. Like, to be like, oh, I had a great time. And then you leave and fire off 50 fucking emails about, like, why do you got to pick on the Asians, man? Yeah. They're just, shut up.
Shut your face.
That's what I like about the East Coast, is you can just tell someone to go fuck themselves.
Yes, you can.
But in Denver, they're like, what's his problem, man? Did he not bike to work? And you're like, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got the Denver omelet.
fantastic.
It's a fantastic.
John Denver, if you want some relaxing music.
You want some, what else did you guys offer?
Fuck nothing. Elway? I'm not even a Bronco fan.
He sucks too. What did he get, two? Right at the end?
Hey, he did it classy, all right?
He did not do it classy.
He did it classy. The helicopter move against the Packers in the Super Bowl.
All right, that was actually pretty cool. That was
pretty awesome.
That was pretty
awesome. And Denver's about, I think they're about to legalize pot in November.
Really?
So that would be...
fuck you.
I swear.
So you can smoke pot?
I don't know if it's... I think it's going to be like Amsterdam, where you can buy it. You just can't, do it in public.
You can't sell it.
Yeah, you can't sell it. You can... Right now, they have a law where you can... There's a possession rule where you can possess up to, an ounce of pot and just... You won't get in trouble.
See, man, just legalize it.
Yeah.
You know what that would do to the cartels in fucking Mexico?
It would stop them.
And
they don't even have good weed. Oh, yeah. Thanks, genius. Oh, fucking idiot. I'm just saying, the Mexican, what's weird about the cartels in Mexico is that all their pot's shitty.
Is it?
All the good pot's from stoners with hydraulic centers and fucking Canadians.
This is what weird about pot, though, is that it does ruin the fucking ground that they grow the shit in because of all the chemicals and... Yeah. You know, they should be able to, if they do legalize it, then they'd have to control the people growing it because then every fucking dickhead, every hippie out there would just fucking have a pot farm in the woods and ruin the fucking environment and all that. Hang on one second. I got to get that. Keep talking.
I got to hold this. I like that I'm holding it. I'm like, so everybody, I just want to see Bobby lose his shit.
Who is this?
Shh. I don't know. I hope it's Luis Gomez.
Hey, look who it is!
Hey. What a surprise dropping! Was this a setup? Shh. Did you have the mic going so that DeRosa could pop in?
Nah, I didn't know who was going to pop in. I always leave that mic on.
Is that part of your show? It's the Bobby Kelly Bites. What's up, dude? You never know who could pop in.
That's what I said to him. I go, I just hook this mic up. You never know who's going to pop in. DeRosa's here.
It's like the fucking Dean Martin show.
You know what bugs me is the is that my dogs love fucking Joe DeRosa. That fucking really bugs me.
Why would that bug you, Bob?
I don't know. It just fucking
bugs me that this kid's sitting in your apartment right now. That's what bugs me.
Oh, I can even hear the hangover in your voice. What'd you do, huh? Did you get all drunk last night and trying to make out with a 60-year-old?
Yeah, I got pretty drunk.
Did you get pretty drunk?
At least you called it at the show we were on.
I was depressed, man. I'm in a funk. I know that's the worst thing to do if you're in a funk.
Is drink?
Yeah.
Why? No. No one's ever gone wrong doing that, you idiot.
Yeah, move over a little. Get closer so I can get you guys on video here.
Cheek to cheek with DeRosa.
We're doing a little YouTube. We're going to have a YouTube channel for this that goes on the website. So,
really?
Yeah, you're the first one. He's actually the first.
Yeah, I beat you.
And you know what? You introduced me to this kid. I asked for somebody. You said, this kid's the best, blah, blah, blah. You hyped him up. I took him with me.
Right.
Unfucking believable. He did a great job. He's a nice kid. Fucking hilarious. I mean, this kid makes me laugh like I've never laughed. He had me laughing on this podcast. Because of his giant voice that he has. DeRosa, I said that he looks like if a midget and a giant fucked, he would be the result. Because he has midget shoulders, and he has a midget forehead, but he has giant...
Midget forehead? I have a huge fucking forehead.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Look at that.
Yeah, I know, but that's what midgets have.
Yeah, he's
midgets,
a dwarf head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but look at his arms and his voice.
He's going to give me body issues for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's good at that.
Me? You fucking... What the fuck?
What?
You're acting like I'm the only one that does that? No. Dude, you're going to fucking, in around 5 seconds, going to tear into this midget forehead.
Hey, of course I am. Okay, of course I am.
But I'll fire back.
It's not time yet.
I'll fire back on Joe. I have no problem attacking Joe.
Oh, good.
I don't like... He's afraid to attack you because,
Well, this is the
thing. He's the host. I don't want to attack the host.
I'll erase whatever he says.
Stop fanning yourself like an old church lady.
He has to fan himself. He just walked.
He always does...
Aren't you hot in this hat?
I hate you. I really hate you.
That's good video, Joe.
It is.
You know what?
All for the YouTubers. Good.
Putting the hat over here.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, good.
Put it in the fucking trash.
Anyway.
Oh, got it.
Anyways, dude, we were talking about... get out. Come on. My dog's trying to fucking get up here. We were talking about the... he's from Colorado, and what a shit state. Not a shit state, but it's just kind of hippie-ish and left-wing and legalizing pot.
They are doing it finally?
The vote's in November.
Do you think it'll go through? Because they looked like it was going to happen in California, then it didn't, but they did that like loophole shit.
Yeah, I think California is too big of a... I think Colorado as a state will pass it through.
God damn.
They love weed in Colorado.
That's amazing, man.
Well, I think I don't smoke pot. I've been sober for 25 years.
Yeah.
And I had a 26-year sobriety date this year.
Really?
And I fucking right over it. Right the fuck over. You know why? Because I quit smoking.
Right.
I was such in a mental fucking panic state that I just didn't even think that I had 26 years of sobriety this year. I believe that's it's insane. 26, yeah. That's I was good. 15.
Does it mean as much to you 26 years out? You know what I mean? I mean, I know it means what it means, but...
Yeah, when I see you guys and throwing your lives away every fucking Saturday, fucking Friday, Saturday night, rolling around trying to find life. And yeah, it means a lot. When I'm fucking, I know what happened last night, yeah. And I get punched in the face by my best friend.
Well...
Yeah, he got fucking punched. Lewis punched him in the face the other night.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because Lewis is a goddamn animal. That doesn't completely knock alcohol.
Well, you don't fight. Lewis is an animal.
He's a damn animal. He's just a beast. Like, if I'm a midget giant, then he's just a shaved gorilla. That's all he is.
But here's the thing is you don't fight each other physically.
He's attacked me. It was self-defense on my part.
You know what you say when somebody attacks you?
Use your words. Is that what you do, Bobby?
No, you go like this. Hey, knock it the fuck off. Seriously. Stop, or I'm fucking leaving.
I do that 90% of the time. Occasionally, I get some whiskeys in me and feel like I can
attack.
That's
the problem right there. And now, this is why I don't have a problem with weed. Because I never fucking bashed somebody's face in weed. I never got violent on weed. When I was on weed, I just fucking chilled and laughed. When I was on alcohol, and you watch these shows. Watch all the jail shows. You ever see that where they have not the actual where they get arrested, the intake. You know, where they bring them, the cops bring them, and they have to get processed. You ever see that show? I think it's America's Jail or something. 90% of the people getting thrown to the ground and strapped to that fucking chair, 99% of those people are fucking drunks, are on alcohol.
Yeah.
And they're regular fucking people, regular dudes. That's actually Colin Quinn.
Oh, please pick it up and put it on speaker. Can you? Or is it going to sound like shit?
I don't know. Maybe we'll pick it up. Hey, Colin, we're on my podcast live right now, so be careful with what you say. I'm on with Joe DeRosa and Dan Soda.
Hi, Colin.
Joe DeRosa and what?
We're on with Joe DeRosa and Dan Soda.
Soder.
Soder.
Dan Soda?
Yeah, do you know him?
Sure, I know Dan. Puerto Rican guy.
No, not Puerto Rican. He's a white guy from
Dominican.
Yeah. No. He's not Dominican. He's a white guy from Colorado. Jesus Christ.
Where is he from in Colorado?
Where are you from in Colorado?
Denver.
He's right. Denver downtown?
No, Aurora.
No, that's where you're from, dummy.
All right.
Like, yeah.
All right.
He's from Aurora?
Yeah. Why, do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's the part of Colorado that used to be the nice white part.
It's true.
Why the how are you such a fucking savant with shit like that?
Dan knows.
How do you know? That's what I want to know. How the fuck do you know?
I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't know why I would know that.
All right. You want me to call you later? Or you have anything else to say to people?
Later.
Do you have anything else to say to Joe and Dan?
No, guys, have a good podcast.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Ah, shit.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Well,
he nailed that, too. That's incredible that he knew that.
Well, here's the thing is that we're going to actually, I told Dan that we have this new thing that Joe saw. We got this.
The mixer.
And we're going to start doing the podcast like this. We're going to start doing it live, which we've already done. And having people call in, like calling through Skype.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really
And that's
cool.
From the fans. Dude, they're fucking, the fans have been donating. And there's a couple people that have been donating fucking like religiously once a month. And some people have been doing like twice a month.
Really?
And I had an email. I'm like, dude, I got nothing to give you. I already gave you the fucking CD. They're like, I just want to donate. So we're going to thank them at the end of the show. But yeah, so we're totally upgrading this shit. So,
I'll donate you some CDs if you want to send to the... The double donators.
No. Don't say that, Joe. Because now.
What?
Because I have it set up to where you don't send anything. They get a certain thing in the email and they can go and take the CD. Now now you put that out there. Now you're gonna. Now they're gonna want your fucking CD.
Never mind.
Well, no. Now you said it, so it's out there. Now you have to email it to them.
Wait, no. I'll just do it the way you do it.
Put it on a with the first CD, not the second one.
How? No, my first one. But how do you do it? Where you send it to them digitally or whatever?
I put it on a certain secure websites where they can just. I send them the link and they can download it.
I'll do that. I'll put it on a secure website.
All right. Well. All
right. I think. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Not, but you, here's the problem.
See the
with
problem
that.
You got yourself in?
Jeez. Well,
no, here's the problem.
I don't even have anything to give. That's why I just stayed silent.
I know What could Dan donate to Fritos?
God.
Dan, what, Dan could donate.
I love Fritos.
Dan could actually lift cars with his hands.
You want me to come over?
He does Andre the Giant. I've never heard. What other ones do you do?
Macho Man's great, dude.
What's your Macho Man? Step back from the mic, though, because Macho Man's loud.
No, it doesn't have to
all right,
be loud.
All right, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and the beat goes on, and the beat goes on. Yeah, dig it.
Can you interview the Macho Man?
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go. All right, we're cutting to live. Joe DeRosa interviewing the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Macho Man, what's up, man?
Yeah, just hanging and banging. Yeah.
Are you sad that... You're the only person that actually died when they had that fake the world was going to end.
I'm the one that went with the apocalypse there to take it on and save everyone else.
Hang on, I
dropped an elbow on that apocalypse. Yeah, dig it.
Hang on. I'm going to shut this fucking phone off. Go ahead.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Are you, right. Who are you hanging out with in heaven?
Yeah, hanging out with a little bit of everybody. Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley. Yeah, even Gandhi. Dig it.
What's your... Now that you're dead and you're up there and so many other great wrestlers are dead, what is the dream wrestling event that you're going to put on up in heaven? I mean, because you got a lot of guys up there. You got Guerrero... You got...
Don't forget about Kurt Hennig. Yeah, the Mr. Perfect, good friend of the Macho Man.
Yeah.
You're talking about God Slam 2012. Yeah, up in heaven. Cloud, steel cage made out of cloud. Macho Man going to the top. It's going to be wrestlers versus celebrities. Yeah. Sinatra, DiMaggio taking on the Macho Man. And Hawk from Legion of Doom. The new Road Warriors. Yeah.
Holy shit. It's fucking great, dude.
All right, there we go. Dude,
that's
fucking monkey.
Great.
Dude, no, fuck you, dude. Who does that? I've heard them all. I've heard Pesci. I've never heard Andre the Giant. He did it and Billy won the peanut.
I got the four horses in case we find the lady. Hello, lady.
That's fucking brilliant, dude.
Jesus Christ, dude.
But
you could do Bob from or Bill from Sons of the Lambs, right?
Wait.
Who's that?
Wait.
Sons of the Lambs.
Oh, it's the same voice, though. It's basically the same voice.
Still creepy, though.
All right, so this is Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Wait.
Was she a great big fat person? You mind helping me with my couch? I can't get in because of my arm. Don't you hurt my dog. If I had your dog, if I could hold up Diva. Diva. Nah, she doesn't give a shit.
Hey, grab her.
Diva, come here.
Diva, come here, Diva.
Come here, Diva. This is great for the YouTube video. Come here.
Diva. Diva, come here.
Hold on.
Watch with your big fucking giant hands. You don't hurt my dog.
Don't you hurt my dog. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose again. It does what it's told or it gets the hose again.
Ugh. So creepy.
Thanks, Diva. You're a great prop.
So great creepy.
Dog. Yeah, it is creepy.
All right. Well, anyways, I'm going to be... Let's get back to this fight. That was a good sidetrack, by the way. But let's get back to the the pot.
The meat?
Well, I think, I mean, I know you guys both drink and you're both fucking right on the cusp of alcoholism.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And I hope you make it out. I hope you get out of it. I hope something happens in your life that you get a little older and you get some responsibility and you can't go out and fucking just get trashed the way you guys do constantly. I do, because you guys might, you know... You might make it out, but I, you know, I hope you do, because I don't want anything to happen to either one of you, especially you, Joe.
Thank you.
But I think alcohol is fucking the worst thing on the planet. I think it's worse than fucking heroin. Because it's legal, it's acceptable.
Yeah.
People can't go out without having, I'm going to get fucking buzzed in mind. You can't just go out. And people get drunk, watch these fucking shows. It's this fucking regular dude comes in, fucking, what have I done? Tell me what? Flipping out, banging the head against the fucking wall, getting thrown to the ground over and over again. It's all alcohol. And then cut to 5 hours later. And they're like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they're just them. And it's like, oh my fucking God. You are a totally different human being. And it scares the shit out of me. Because I used to be that. I used to be, hey, whatever, nice guy. I got drunk. I would fucking fight and get the shit kicked out of me and be
violent. But that's all in you already. I don't think you become a different person. I think it just sheds the skin and the core you comes out.
I agree with you. So when you get drunk, you become a fucking cunt.
No, I don't.
Oh, dude, I've seen you drunk.
I'm a joy when I'm drunk. People love it.
I am pretty fun when I'm drunk, too.
Both of you are fun. You're just delusional. No. Fucking alcoholics.
Patrice said to me before, he goes, you know when you're really fun, dude? When you drink, man, because you don't act self-conscious anymore.
I agree that you're jovial when you're drunk, but you also... You get fucking a little snappy with people who fucking cross you, like bartenders and other guys. I've heard stories.
Dan,
I'm throwing you under the bus.
Hang on.
What?
You do get a little snappy.
With who?
We've been at the same bar a couple times.
A lot of people are talking about the way you've been treating people. Wait a minute. Who have you seen me get snappy with?
Barcelona Bar.
Yeah. Fuck that. That guy was a fucking asshole.
Not that guy.
She was being shitty that night.
I see what I mean. I
wasn't the only one. Three of us got snappy with her because she was being shitty to us.
Maybe.
Hey, happy jovial Joe.
Go fuck yourself.
He really is a fun drunk. Okay. I love getting drunk with Joe.
I wish he was drunk right now, you cunt. Listen, no, I've been with Joe drinking. He is drunk. The only thing that does suck, there is things, his hands, he needs to move his hand. He'll spill a drink or pour a drink down somebody's back at some point. I don't know if it's a thing that he has to do, that he does intentionally, or he has to pour something on somebody or something at one point.
I get very excited when I drink, about the things I'm talking about, so I get animated.
Yeah. You have those fucking Chris Rock fingers that just get in the way.
Or Arsenio Hall hands.
Yeah.
I find that I know it's obviously not good to do it too often, but it does help make me feel less inhibited. I'm a very inhibited person when I'm dead sober, and I don't want to be, but I'm very self-conscious. I'm very guarded. I don't jump into conversations as much as I want to because I'm afraid I'm going to bomb or fall on my face or whatever. I always need... But you know what's funny, though, dude? Radio does that too. When I go on O&A, my personality when I'm on O&A hanging out is similar to my personality when I'm drinking, because that device does the same thing for me. It just puts me in a more comfortable space where I feel like I could talk freely.
Yeah, well, you're good. I mean, on the podcast, you're the same way too, though. I mean, you're very free and open and jovial.
Yeah, so I need something there to do it.
You don't, apparently. I mean, you can do it. You said that you know that it's there. You know what the problem is that when you don't have these things that you have to do it, you don't. So you can just make that decision. I'm going to be more jovial and nice. Like when you go on the radio, you're making that decision to be a better person. So when in life, you could do that too.
I don't know, man.
It's a choice.
That sounds
it's psychological. It's not tough. You just said you do it.
He just wants the elixir that automatically does
it for him. I don't get alcohol. I just fucking don't get it. It's just stupid to me that you're drinking poison, and they have to add fruit to it. They have to add some type of flavor to it to make it taste even palatable so you can get it down. I mean, it's awful.
I drink
awful.
It on the rocks. I don't mix it with a thing.
Yeah, but it's you don't, dude, every, they don't just give you pure alcohol out of the fucking, it's not moonshine, you fucking twat.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant you have to mix it with orange juice or something. That's what you were saying.
No, you have to mix it with, they mix it with something to make it taste okay. You're not just drinking straight alcohol out of the fucking shine, you hillbilly. It's not like you're in prison making fucking...
Just got toilet wine?
Yeah.
Toilet wine. It's tough. It's tough. Alcohol's a tough thing.
My wife, when she drinks, fucking, oh my God, chatty fucking Kathy.
I know.
What do you mean you know?
I've seen her drink.
When have you fucking seen my wife drink?
At my birthday party, she comes. She has three
when
or four.
When did she go to your fucking birthday?
She came both years with you. The last 2 years.
With me. With me. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Psycho.
Okay. All right. I'm about to fucking goon hand my wife downstairs. Right down that spiral staircase like a fucking grab her right by the elbow. Get the fuck over here. What the fucking drink of a go for when I'm on the road?
She has, Dawn comes down, she has two or three pink martinis.
Right.
Something pinkish.
Right.
She does, she gets a little.
She just shook her head. Is that not true? I allow you to speak on the podcast.
I don't really drink martinis, but.
There you go, Joe.
Whatever they are.
Yeah. You know, vodka.
Dawn also uses the podcast like alcohol like I do, because when these mics are on, she gets very chatty as
yeah.
well.
Oh, she does. Yeah, that is true. All right, that's enough. Go.
See you later.
You going to work?
Gotta go to work.
All right, go make that
Dawn,
money.
You're missing out tonight. I'm making Bobby, I'm cooking Bobby veal meatballs and pork ribs.
Nice.
Shit, sorry.
Gravy from scratch. I wanted you to come too, but he said you were working.
Yeah, well,
maybe we'll save you a little.
All right. It's
maybe
nice.
A little.
How's that sound?
Right.
Me and him save food. Really? Is that going to happen? I'll see you later, babe. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, mama.
Bye.
Don't fuck anybody.
Oh, boy.
All right. Hey, did you meet Dan?
Yeah, I said hi, and I know who he is.
All right. He's mom was a midget. Dad was a giant. Crazy, right? He has a reality show on TV.
I'm a carnival baby.
The first episode is his parents died, and he has to carry a little mini coffin on one hand and another big coffin under the other hand.
Oh, fuck.
And the whole circus friend family is behind him.
Following it in the procession line.
He's got
the bearded lady
himself.
In the fucking... The
That's not a bad idea
boy.
For a show. That's funny, man. That'd be a funny show, like a Comedy Central type of show.
What's that?
Dad, like a guy whose mom was a midget and his dad was a giant. There's and only... he leaves the circus because they die and they do a trick and they die. Like Robin from Batman, you know? And then you fucking, it's you go world. Out in the world to try to find yourself. That's funny, man.
All right. Well, now fucking 90 fatzos just stole it from you who listen to this podcast.
Well,
just a bunch of dudes in basements going, that is a good idea. I'm going to fucking copyright it right now.
Let's be honest. None of us were going to put the effort into it.
Well, dude, fuck that. We put some effort into it. Hang on one second. I'm going to make a little
joke,
noise
Bob.
Well, sorry.
Do you have a new wallet case, you fucking cocksucker?
Oh, the new wallet.
It's on your phone. What
it's
is
the,
it?
Fuck, there's no more video because this thing fell, so fuck it. Where is it?
It's on your phone.
Oh, my phone is right here. I just panicked. My phone, it's like, all right, here we go. I'm going to talk about this at the end of the show.
Okay.
But, you know, me and Joe both have wallet case phone cases.
All right,
and
we get it.
That one looks me. Can I just look at it? I can't wait till the end, please.
This is, you can look at it now, but I got a new one. It's the ultimate in the case, actual good case that protects your phone, and it holds three cards instead of two. Most of them hold two. This is made to hold three, and the mechanism to get the cards out is so much better and easy. And we'll talk about that, which we haven't done in a while. Tech talk at the end, Joe.
I know.
You have any tech that you like, but we're not talking about it now, so put it down. We're on alcohol and drugs.
Did you get this in a store or online?
We're going to talk about it at the end. You can wait.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no, because I ran out and bought the last one, which I have on my phone now.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the second wallet case.
Right. You can get this today if you want it.
You guys are
I have to.
Well,
I have to. I can't
understand.
Wait.
You guys are stupid, fancy problems. I hate both
of you. You know what? You know why? Because.
You know what? I hate you!
Shit, why would you do that? I don't have the fucking camera on, Joe.
It's twice, you son of a bitch.
So listen, where are you going?
Just getting a drink of water.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you were going to fucking hit me.
Right.
Watch out on this podcast today. And I just don't think that alcohol, I'm
trying to curb it right now.
Pot, I think, is fine.
I love pot. You know what I did last night? I had a beer with Joe because he was all depressed.
Really? Joe, you were depressed?
And he said he was going to get drunk. And I said, you know what? I'll have a beer with you on the show we were on. I had a beer. And then I went home and smoked pot and watched Boardwalk Empire. Had a great time.
Yeah, I don't mind pot,
got
man.
Got a good night's sleep.
My wife smokes pot. Once in a while, she'll light up. She's had weed in this house like one and a half joints for like 5 years or whatever. She'll take a couple puffs, whatever. I think pot, it grows out of the fucking ground for the most part. I mean, now it's all... What sucks to me is that when I smoked pot back in, you know, 26 years ago, it was just pot. It grew out of the fucking ground. They ripped it out, hung it upside down, and that was it.
Right.
The pot you guys had, you had to smoke like a pound of weed to get stoned when I used to get stoned. You guys take two hits and your brain is on another dimension.
Yeah. It's pretty
awesome.
It really
is incredible. It really is incredible.
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking jealous of. Not that I'm going to smoke pot, but... Oh, fucking A. All right, well, the phone's ringing here. Hang on. Go ahead, guys. Keep
the
going.
First time I ever tried a vaporizer, that was like life-changing to me.
Which are the big metal one that fills up the plastic bag? Or the?
My friend had one that was, it was like a tube. It looked like a vacuum tube. And you just suck out of the tube. But that was the first thing. That's what always bothered me about weed was like, what Bobby's talking about, there's so many strands and types of it. And people would buy this amazing weed, you know, and go, dude, smell this. And you'd smell it, and it was like, you could taste it almost. You know? And then you'd smoke it, and it tastes like shit because you're putting fire and shit all over. But then the vaporizer, when it just sucks that THC out of it, and you breathe in, you taste the flavor. Like, it tastes like it smells.
This is just making me want to get stoned right now.
Well, no, you can't get high. You can't even smoke in here anymore. You both smoke, right? Cigarettes?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm
done. This used to be a great time. You sit here, you smoke,
rip a couple butts down.
Yeah, you drink coffee and
but,
shit.
But pot's like alcohol. You can abuse.
Still have coffee.
I know. It's not the same. It's not the same.
You can abuse pot. I'm like trying to cut down on my pot use.
I know a lot of guys.
Because I'm becoming just dumb.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, does pot make you fucking stupid?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Does it kill brain cells? Like, yes. It really does.
And it affects your nerves, dude. It affects your nerves in a way drinking doesn't. It makes you paranoid.
Like a motherfucker.
More than you already are?
Yeah. This is probably from years of pot abuse.
Really?
That's why I cut back. Yeah. I don't smoke. I started to have major panic attacks. Right towards the end of my like weed career, where I smoked every fucking day for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I was about 24 when it came to an end, and I was having panic attacks when I would smoke. I'm talking major, like the room is closing in on me. I can't breathe. I feel like I'm dying. What's going on? I can't get control of it. Like hard, the worst thing I've ever experienced in my life. And then I was like, I can't do this like that anymore. I only smoke it now once every 5 months, 4 months. You know, I barely ever smoke it.
I actually had my first panic attack on Thursday night. No, Wednesday night. Last Wednesday. Because I quit smoking, and then I went on this fucking fart diet, Medifast. I'm off it, by the way. I'm just on a regular. I'm going to do Weight Watchers, because that's what everybody seems to be, like Lenny Clark and a lot of fucking guys I know have done Weight Watchers for men online, whatever it is. And it's just math. It's just, you know, here's your body weight, your blood type, your age, your height. This is how many fucking points you get a day. And they, you know, they have an app, fucking easy. Just don't, you're done, fatso, no more food.
Right.
And you suffer. So it's kind of good because it makes you look at, you know, a scoop of, you know, like a couple scoops of peanut butter is, you know, that's a slice of pizza. So you can go have the fucking slice of pizza, but you can go eat all, have a, you know, four slices of pizza, but that's all your points.
Yeah.
So you could fucking do that, I guess. But I think it's just a little easier. But this other one I was on, Medifast, the soy-based protein bloated my stomach. So you don't even feel, when you on a diet, look, you know me, I've lost weight 7 times or 6 times. I've been skinny and shredded and fat as fuck. Oh my God, so many times in my life. You've seen me go up and down, and I know what it feels like when you go on a diet. I know when I'm kicking it, when I'm really not eating bad food, and what I should feel like. And after a week of not eating, you know, sodium, carbs, and sugar, you should feel thinner. And on this fucking diet, the only thing that felt thinner was my cheeks. The rest of my body was just fucking blown up and bloated and swollen, and I was farting all fucking day. And it was insulting farts. Like, just all, like awful. Oh my God. Like where I had to act like on the plane, I had to act like it wasn't me.
Someone else did it?
Yeah. I had to act angry. Like, what the fuck, man? Wow. You believe? And I'm like, I'm acting in life right now because I'm so embarrassed.
That's disgusting, man.
It was bad, man.
What did you do with all that fucking bunker food they sent you?
It's right fucking here, dude. Bunker food.
Yeah.
It's here. Hilarious. I'm going to fucking donate it to a fat person.
Yeah, that shit looks like what you'd eat like if the apocalypse happened, like what you'd have in your fucking shelter.
It's actually, I might keep it for that, actually, that fact alone. But some people don't, like Serpico did it, he didn't have any problem with it. He doesn't, you know, it didn't make him like a little farty, but then the gas went away with him. 3 weeks with me on this thing, and I couldn't stop.
That's because he's tiny. How big could a fart be coming out of that guy? It'd be like a little, like if your poodle farted.
Like a hobbit fart?
Yeah.
Don't knock a little. Dude, Kelby farts have made me throw. I've thrown up.
I wasn't knocking Kelby. I was knocking Jim.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. But the one thing that, the addiction, talk about anxiety. I had an anxiety attack because smoking, I didn't know. And you know it, but you don't know it until you go through it. You can know something or, you know, be knowledgeable about something. But until you go through it and live that fucking pain or whatever the fuck it is, you'll never really know what the fuck people are talking about. And quitting smoking, I learned when I want cigarettes, when I'm scared, when I'm stressed out, when I have anxiety, because every time I want cigarettes, before a show, after a show, before I'm going on a plane, right when I get off a fucking plane, when I go down to the cellar, when I go to Vegas, when I walk by a slot machine, all these fucking things, and the night before I'm leaving, when I'm packing, I want a cigarette.
It sounds just like you just want a cigarette all the time.
Well, because I'm stressed out all the time. I mean, as comics too, you don't understand how we're fucking constantly under. We're fuck ups. We're literally fuck ups. We're fucking crazy people that do this fucking job that's nobody can fucking do. We go on stage and make people laugh. And you know how many people really would think they could do this or would love to do it, and they can't. We just do it. We don't even think about it. People say, how do you? I don't know. I just did it because I'm fucking nuts. And I'm an ego fucking narcissistic fucking lunatic that just did it. And I never thought about it. And I just kept fucking doing it when maybe that was it. And then all the stress we have flying. All the flying we do, booking a ticket, getting the hotel, getting to the hotel, getting the room, going to the gig, you know.
It's horrible.
It's fucking nuts. The who's on before you, what they're talking about, what the fuck, how the crowd is, are people drunk, and after the show, you got another show, and are people coming, are people not, did they pay for tickets, did they give away tickets, did they have food, all this fucked up shit. Is on your plate. Do I have enough socks? Is my underwear? Should I do this? Do I pack light? Do I pack heavy? Do I bring CDs? Yeah. Do I not bring CDs? You'll fucking go nuts.
Yeah.
And if those cigarettes or alcohol or drugs or food, whatever that is, relaxes you. It just gives you a second.
Right.
And then, let's go. Let's do it. And I took all that away. And I can't believe I had my first panic attack last Wednesday night where I was like, and I had to start talking out loud. It's okay, man. It's like, what the fucking pussy I am. It made me sick. It really made me sick. I was like, wow. And, you know,
they're brutal, dude.
I just don't think alcohol, like smoking, will kill you, right? And food will kill you and pot and all that shit, I guess. They're all bad for you, I guess. But alcohol, I think, is the most dangerous one because I think violence comes out of people. And anger.
I think bad decisions just come out of people.
Yeah, you got punched in the face the other night.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But I wore it like a man.
But here's the thing, though. What if you really got hurt?
Yeah.
What if you really
hurt? I've been
you?
Really hurt from,
really?
From drinking too much. On my 21st birthday in downtown Denver, I took a fall on some stairs and cracked my head open above my eye, 14 stitches down to the bone.
Jesus Christ.
I was blacked out drunk. Didn't even remember it. Woke up on my mom's couch in her apartment. With a fucking bag of ice on my face, looking like I just went fucking 8 rounds with Rampage in his prime.
Really?
It just, my whole face was just a scab on the right side. Like Two-Face.
Really?
Well, I fucked up.
Have you ever been blacked out drunk? You ever get blacked out drunk?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Not really. Not really. I mean, if I really go at it, like, there's stuff that's fuzzy or foggy, but, like, I don't black out. I mean, I'm not, this isn't a cop-out, but I think that really is the defining factor of alcoholism. Everybody I know that's an actual alcoholic blacks out, and their body doesn't have an off switch. Their body never says, dude, stop drinking because you have to throw up or you have to eat or whatever. I definitely have an off switch. I had a point where I'm like, I can't drink anymore. I'm fucking starving. Or I'm like, I'm going to get sick or something, you know?
That's called the whiny cunt switch.
Yeah.
The whiny, the fucking whiny cunt in you outweighs the alcoholic in you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually good.
Yeah, the fatty in me goes, it's time to eat now. But do you know what I mean? Like, the guys that black out, their body never tells them that. Their body never goes, go eat, dude.
I mean, I don't black out all the time. I have blacked out.
Don't black out now. You just fucking acknowledge.
All right. Well, I don't black out all the time. I blacked out when I was 21 because that's the dumbest birthday. That's where everyone shoves just a stupid amount of booze down your throat.
Right.
Because they're like, hey, you're fucking 21. Have a shot of tequila and Tabasco. Like,
oh, I was drinking, that's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
I was drinking stupid shit. So, of course, I'm going to black out. Irish car bombs, like, no one should drink those.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at a comedy club this weekend, and a guy, like, this guy was about to go into the show, and he was doing those fucking bombs. He was doing Boilermakers, and I'm like, I don't want this guy in the crowd.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking, that's this shit, like, that's, like, stupid drinking.
Right, right.
Now, granted, me and you drink, and we'll drink, like, whiskeys and beers.
Because you're men.
Because that's what dudes do.
You know what, I don't think you're an alky, Dan. Like, I've seen you drink. You don't. There's just something very. I definitely abuse alcohol. You definitely abuse alcohol, and we definitely abuse it for emotional reasons sometimes.
That's the definition of an alcoholic.
Yeah, like, he's like, you're not an alcoholic.
Look, dude, I've been AA for 26 years. Okay, I'll say it. That's the definition. Do you know how many fucking times I've heard that fucking same thing in a meeting? I didn't think I used to fucking tell myself, you know, I do abuse it, but I have it under control. Go. Fuck yourself. Okay? You fucking cocksuckers should both be in AA and both never drink
again.
Guess
what happened last time I went to AA?
What?
The people at AA said to me, dude, you're not an alcoholic. You've been here for a while. We've listened to you. They go, you're somebody that abuses it, but you're not an alcoholic.
They didn't.
Man.
They said that to you because they didn't want you around the meetings talking wordy Joe going on for 30 minutes in an hour meeting. Okay.
I always kept my time during a share, dude.
Okay.
I never blew the light.
You ran the light? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
So anyways, man, you know, the fucking man and then the girl, man, and I'm trying and man and I'm
trying. I'll tell you this, dude. Like last week, It's having the distraction and not be able to do it. That's really what it is. It's when you have time on your hands. Well, last week when I was on the writing job and working with you on our thing.
Our secret project.
Doing
the secret project, Joe. That's what you have
secret
to
do. Secret project, sorry. And doing all kinds of shows and radio and shit. I was slammed for the week, and it was just like, I never felt like I got to go home and have a drink tonight, or man, I wish I could have a drink. I was like, I'm working my fucking ass off, and when I get a night off, right, I'll go have a few drinks and I'll have some fun.
Okay, but, now, you know? I agree with everything you just said, but can you just, undo your hands, because that was just disturbing. Whatever that fucking thing.
What if
is.
I talk like this? How much of that bug you?
You do kind of talk like that. I mean, look, I don't know if you're, I've been out with you before. I've never been out with you drunk, but I don't have a problem with it. I think alcohol, you go down the village and you see these girls and you see these guys and they're regular people during the day and you put booze in them and they turn into fucking assholes.
Yeah.
They turn into cunts, bitches, assholes, and they don't know when to shut up. When you can't make a judgment call, when you can't say I don't want to do that or make a decision, a healthy decision, you're too fucked up. It's bad. And you see these girls in the clubs too, mainly girls that are so fucked up, and they'll be told, shh, please stop. And they won't shut the fuck up. And then you say, you're out of here. What did I do? I was just talking to my friend. We told you not to talk. And you see the way these cops, I don't get, you see cops and they get in trouble for fucking slamming people to the ground or what. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You have some fucking loudmouth asshole just in your face, drunk, going, listen, officer, and pushing you, being the, trying to get you to fucking, you know, just, sir, back up. Don't put your hands up.
Yeah.
Sir, don't. I'm not putting my hands up as they put their hands up. And then they get slammed to the ground. You're hurting me. What did I do? And it's like, fuck you. I could never be a cop because I definitely abuse my power. I would fuck. Hang on.
What is that?
It's the silent bells of a pedophile.
What is that? The ice cream man?
Yeah.
Who?
Mr. Softy.
That's the.
They call him Mr. Hardy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's the song of Mr. Softy.
Yeah.
That's the gambler, right? Do 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 do.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah. Actually, from The Sting. The movie.
Yeah, the song's called The Gambler, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
I think.
Yeah. He's gambling. He's out there gambling every day.
Yeah, he's fucking. It's fucking the winter, bro. He's gambling with ice cream right now.
It's a brisk 58 outside.
Yeah, he's fucking throwing out
this. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That guy's hustling, man.
Someone's going to buy a fucking eclair.
Maybe he had a weak July. He's trying to make up for it.
Maybe he's just fucking. He's trying to get some kids in the back of that fucking truck.
Why do you. What's with the pedophile jokes about Mr. Softy?
Do you ever see those guys in the fucking trucks?
No.
They're just providing a good, wholesome, all-American treat?
Yeah, to a fucking little kids.
I know.
What a great job that would be, man.
What, being an ice cream?
It sounds horrible.
Is that where you are with your career? It was something. What's wrong with you?
You're
what
sick
a great
fuck.
Job that would be.
No, oh, it God. Wouldn't. Driving around New York.
Apparently you never.
Animals.
You never read The Secret. Stop putting that out there, Joe. I don't know who
I'm more mad at. Joe for saying he wants to be an ice cream man, or are you quoting The Secret?
Well,
dude, you're in an air-conditioned truck. You drive, you park somewhere. Somebody comes up, you give them a fucking ice cream, and then you go to your next stop, dude. It's like, wow, that'd be a great gig.
You're just looking at it on the base level, though. You got to go parking, people talking shit. There's probably people that, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of assholes probably all the time.
Mm-hmm. And then you deal with
lovely kids, really? Have you walked around and seen the kids in this neighborhood?
In New York, you're saying really? The kids are lovely.
The one that took my wife's iPhone out of her hand? Those kids? Those lovely kids?
How old was she?
You know, who gives a fuck? He was a kid.
Listen.
Probably went and bought a fucking ice cream with her, the money he got from selling her fucking iPhone.
Oh, he stole it from her?
He snatched it right out of her hand and ran like a fucking an Olympic athlete down the street.
What'd she do?
She fucking went, ah, shit, and went and got me.
And what did you do?
Exactly.
Nothing.
No, I didn't. I walked around the street with a bat looking for the fucking kid. All the way. I wanted to find this fucking kid so bad.
What were you going
to
do if you found him?
I was going to smash his fucking head in, Joe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good thing you make those clear decisions without alcohol. That sounds like a healthy, smart move.
Somebody fucking attacked my wife and took her property. Are you fucking
he
nuts?
He didn't attack her. He just grabbed the phone
and I would have been a fucking hero.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have been on the front page.
In jail for murder.
I wouldn't have murdered him. I would have hurt him. I would have
hit a kneecap. Yeah, you would have hit a kid with a bat.
You would have been in jail for
it. Wasn't a kid.
You said it was a kid.
It was a kid.
It was a kid.
Well, to me, he's a kid. I don't know exactly
how
old he was.
He's not the guy buying ice cream, and you shouldn't have brought it up.
You're still wrong for wanting to be an ice cream man.
First of all, you both fucking you're backing this little guy who's never been in a fight.
I just said he's wrong for being an ice cream man.
He's never been in a fight. That's why he's questioning my fucking motives.
It's wrong. You want to beat a kid with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you say you're going to hit a kid with a bat. Yeah.
Fuck you, Dan.
Fuck you. You can't hit a kid with a baseball bat.
If a fucking guy attacked your wife like, or your girlfriend like that.
Fists are fine.
Okay, I go at him.
You said it was a kid, though.
A bat?
First of all, he was a black kid. You can't just fight a black kid straight up.
Why?
Because their skin's different. You can't just knock.
We're getting to the root of the problem.
I'm kidding.
I'm not backing that
statement. I'm kidding. But I'm saying,
Dan is. Yeah. You've never gotten into a fight with a black kid. I, honest to God,
you got jabs.
The first black kid I ever fought was in sixth grade, and little skinny kid.
How nice would that be to drive that truck?
I hate you. I hope it happens. I hope it all
but
fucking
Joe's
tumbles.
Life falls apart. He's a rabid alcoholic.
And I hope something happens where one day me and you are fucking doing our secret project, and we come by and Joe pulls up in one of those trucks. Hey, fellas! But he would bring it old school. He'd get the hat and the outfit,
the all-white hat
with a tie. He'd wear a tie.
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd put that milkman outfit on. sell the fucking ice cream, and I wouldn't give you any.
Yeah, well, probably doing me a favor, Joe. That would actually wouldn't be hurting me. That'd be helping me. So if you want to hurt me, you'd probably give me whatever I want.
There you go. That's, you know what? You scratch that, I'd park right in front of your place.
Every day, all day.
Just playing that music. Come on, motherfucker. You know you want some.
Go get a rocket pop.
You'd have a megaphone, fatty. I'd be trying to sleep. Fatty. Lonely, you're so lonely all by yourself, you fatty.
Oh, just leaving fucking cases of ice cream bars in front of your door.
As soon as Don left the front door, you'd be like, fatto. Be like that Candyman in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang hanging upside down in my window downstairs.
Whoa.
What?
Reference did you just try to slip in?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
You fucking...
You don't like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
You fucking...
Are you really don't like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the movie?
I never saw it, Bob.
Oh, my God.
It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Dude, first of all, I will defend Chitty Chitty Bang Bang to the day I fucking die. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was one of the best kid movies. First of all, Dick Van Dyke, who was one of the... top kid movie stars ever, okay, was in this movie. It was a fucking great movie. It was one of those, it's almost like a genre like the spaghetti westerns to me, okay? That style. Hang on. Let me finish, Joe. Sit down, Joe. Joe.
Announce that I'm walking off the podcast. Announce it.
Listen, Joe, listen to me. Joe.
There is no way.
Joe.
No, because you're picking it up.
Joe,
I didn't hear what you just said.
I will say it again. Yeah. I will say it again. Joe,
about the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Bobby just said this.
I said that it's in the same genre as the spaghetti westerns.
No.
It's as far as if you look at those movies, that with the Dick Van Dyke, they weren't like at the time a regular American movie at that time when they were made. Like, if you look at that one, and what's another one?
Bedknobs and Broomsticks?
Mary Poppins. All those movies as a kid, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was the shit. I'll defend fucking Chitty Chitty Bang Bang for the rest of my life. That movie helped me, and it fucking made me happy as a little boy.
What's it about, Bob?
It's about a car, Joe.
Yeah, okay.
It's about a car.
Then what?
And the car is magical. Okay.
And it flies up in the air, right?
He's an inventor. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. He's an inventor. And his kids there. And can somebody... All right, enough with the fucking guy. You're ruining my podcast with the fucking dumb song. He's an inventor. And he gets a car. And right. They're out on a picnic one day with the kids and the new lady in town. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this ship comes in and they're about to attack them. And they're like pirates and they run from them and they go off a cliff and they're about to die. But then Chitty Chitty Bang Bang shoots out wings and flies. And they name it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang because the car is like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And the muffler goes bang bang. So it's like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Does it say it like that?
Well, it doesn't say it. It's like the car noises I'm making. It's like chit chit, and then the muffler goes bang bang, and like bangs, and that's how they name it.
You are a fucking asshole.
Fuck you. Chitty chitty. What did you like? You fucking. I bet you like
Star Wars
as a kid.
Yeah.
As a little kid.
Yeah.
As a little baby.
Dude.
What about you?
Yeah.
What? Shh. What about you, Dan?
Karate Kid.
As a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old.
Yeah, he was born in the 80s, dude. So that was like a kid's movie for that was like, you know.
Yeah, but you never had that was it? You know, look at me and don't lie. You don't have to fuck.
I'm not lying.
What was your kid movie? Your
Karate Kid.
As a kid.
I don't remember.
Before Karate Kid. What was that?
I'm trying to remember what movies I loved. I don't know. I was fucking.
Did you ever see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dan?
Saw Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Enjoyed that one with Angela Lansbury. Right.
That's not a bad one, but
when
not
I was
as good
really
as Chitty
little,
Chitty
I
Bang
liked
Bang.
That. But I never liked Mary Poppins.
Didn't like Mary Poppins.
See
I didn't
this
like
movie with
I didn't,
the car.
I didn't like Mary Poppins. I
liked
I did
the one,
like Chitty Chitty
I liked
Bang
the one
Bang.
With
Oliver Twist.
Great movie.
Great fucking movie. You never saw All right,
what about,
the Twist.
What about an American? I liked the cartoons.
The original.
I liked the Disney cartoons. I liked like an American Tale.
I never liked those. Never
American
liked
Tale
them.
Was great. No, well, that's because Joe doesn't have a heart. But
well, Joe's not from this country originally, so internally, yeah.
So American Tales would have spoken to me because I have the same story as that mouse.
We'll start calling Joe Feifel.
I had
Transformers.
Yeah.
I like Transformers too as a kid. But I had Creature Double Feature. You guys didn't have that.
No.
Saturdays, they would have.
Yeah, yeah. The Saturday horror movies.
Yeah. Okay.
Saturday mornings, I would watch wrestling.
Saturday morning, I watched wrestling too, but I'd watch Creature Double Feature would be on, the cartoon. It would go Bugs Bunny, Creature Double Feature,
and
then wrestling. Wrestling on, and then maybe another Creature Double Feature, the shit one.
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah. But
a couple other ones.
Yeah, I mean, but there was also Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And another thing, what about those Christmas movies with like Heat Miser and I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Oh, those are great.
Mr. Sun.
So,
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm Mr. 101.
Yeah. I think, so what Joe was confused on,
fucking,
it's not like it's not like you just liked those movies. It's not like you were just watching Bedknobs and Broomsticks and Chitty Chitty
it was,
Bang Bang.
It was just shot in a certain way that it was better than regular movies at the time, like regular kid movies. You know what I mean? I don't know. It was just I liked that fucking movie. I love that. And then it started going a little crazy with Bad News Bears. It started getting a little edgier for kids.
Yeah, that was
Bad News Bears is the shit. Dude.
Yeah,
the original.
Yeah,
it was fucking
Walter
great.
Matthau.
Oh, yeah. The second one sucked.
Yeah, the second one was horrible.
The original one, he was fucking great. He was drinking beers.
Drinking a ton of beers.
And then he was fucking swearing at the kids.
Yeah.
I never saw it. He left, and then they did all those ones with Tony Curtis where
he was
the
coach.
Yeah, where
they went to Tokyo.
But those stunk, right?
Yeah, they sucked.
Yeah.
It's just all about the original one.
Well, the one where they went to Tokyo, when they got there, it was kind of funny. When they were on the field.
I never saw it. What do they do?
Yeah, I don't remember. I couldn't even get into what they do. But
the...
Well, Kelly, remember Kelly, the lead,
who
was just fucking ugly.
Oh, especially in the first one.
The first one, he's just...
I think he's a different one.
No, he's in all three of them.
He's in all three of them.
Jackie Earl, whatever his name is.
Now he's fucking...
Earl Haley.
He is so... Talk about a comeback.
Yeah.
In Watchmen...
Rorschach, he nailed it.
God fucking damn it, he was unbelievable in that movie. And he was on a new series that got canceled, that was based on a comic book. I forget what it's called, but it was fucking great. It was on I forget what channel it was on. It was he was like a tech guy, like a crazy tech guy, but really calm and cool. The first scene, these guys were gonna beat him up. These macho fucking mafia guys were gonna beat the shit out of him, and he was.
Jesus Christ, how many times are they going to pass?
I think he's fucking just staying out front because we have the fucking crazy people next door.
Yeah.
And I think he just stays out there and they come out like ice cream and fucking
crazy
gobble
people?
It down.
They do the...
across the street.
Yeah. Half house.
Yeah, it's a halfway house. But anyways, he, in the first scene, he goes, he's like, look, you can take me up, beat me up, break my legs. I'll take the beating. I'll definitely take the beating. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck. But, you know, I'm going to survive that beating because you can't kill me because you need the money. And I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to fucking go in and take away your bank account. And I'm going to fucking...
God, that'd be so great to say that to a bully.
I did all... And he just was like, I'm going to ruin your family's lives. And I'm going to just erase everything about you and fuck you really bad. And so, you ready to go? And they were like, all right. And they just left him alone. I was like...
He was a... I hated the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street, but he was good as Freddy.
I liked it. I bought it.
Oh, God. Ugh. Jesus Christ.
I own it.
Stinks. It was stupid.
It didn't stink.
It blows. The fact that you would buy that
movie
and own
sucked.
It, like, I mean, you should only own movies like The Godfather, Scarface, you know, things like that.
What are you, a 23-year-old cocaine dealer in the Bronx?
Okay.
you smoke.
True.
You know what you need to do is you need to get a huge poster of
Carlito's
Scarface.
Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way.
I would never own that. Fuck that. But you make a good point. I made the point before I had the actual fucking information to back it up. Yeah. And I shot to just two movies that guys should own.
Before you do your...
Right Said Fred.
Okay.
I'd buy
Drop
that.
Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred. Right Said Fred. Fred was the band that sang I'm Too Sexy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, they're remaking
Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred was great.
They're remaking it though, which is fucking
They're remaking
everything.
With Russell Brand.
He fucked up Arthur. I love Russell Brand. I fucking love him. But he fucked up Arthur.
Was it that bad?
It was horrible.
It sucked.
I watched it on an airplane and I literally was angry.
Listen,
that I
Arthur
that.
Is one of my favorite comedies.
It's great. Dudley
of
Moore's
all
a huge drunk.
Times. One of the funniest fucking comedies of all times is Arthur.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fuck with it. One of the greatest. It's like Buford T. Justice.
Yeah.
It's the same performance. Oh my fucking God. And the fact that they remade that, and I like Russell Brand a lot. I think he's funny. He's Get Him to the Greek was he was awesome. Yeah. Fucking hilarious. And he has his own little thing, and they fucked it up.
Well, you know what they do?
They're going to fuck up this one,
too. They take these classic movies, and then they take apart the appeal. The part of Arthur that was great was he was a drunk. He was a
huge
drunk.
He doesn't drink in the new one?
No.
No.
Not at all?
No, he's just, like, kooky.
Well, he drinks, but it's not
But it's not the way, like, Arthur, Dudley Moore was fucked up. Yeah. During the whole movie. And it was charming.
This moose must have really pissed you off.
Yeah, and like, but then like, they give like, and then Russell Brand, like, they try to say lines like that, and it's just not like, it's like.
Hello, don't you hate Barry's wife?
I love when the butler's just being a dick to him, and he's like, are you sure you want to be a nightclub comedian? Yeah. That's so funny, man.
You know, you guys remember the show The Critic?
Right. Yeah, I own the whole series.
When they did Arthur 2, and it's like, you have cirrhosis. And he's like, do you want to kiss me? He's like doing all like those things. That was fucking great.
You're a hooker? Yeah. I thought I was just doing really well with you. Fucking brilliant.
But see, then they remake that, and it sucks. They did, a movie, Footloose, they redid Footloose.
When?
You didn't know that?
No, is it done?
They just released it.
No, it's not out yet.
It's not out,
not
yet?
Out yet?
No, it's coming
out. It's
coming out. It's coming out. It looks dumb.
No, listen.
But you know what?
Hang on one second.
I gotta say this.
I want to acknowledge something right now. I get shit for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or a fucking.
I'm not defending Footloose.
This cocksucker brought up Footloose.
I just said
they
remade it.
The same par as fucking Arthur.
No, I didn't. I'm saying they're remaking all
these movies. And Drop Dead Fred.
Put words in my mouth, Joe.
You just brought it up.
He's putting words.
Hang on one second.
Everybody.
You hear what he said? He goes,
yeah, I heard.
Dude, they're remaking Footloose, and we didn't jump on. Like, are you Footloose? Are you shitting me?
Look.
We were both like, fuck you. And then you backed out.
I said they're remaking everything.
I didn't say that. Footloose is the shit. But I'm not
John Lithgow. John Lithgow wasn't good in Footloose.
I'm not saying it's Arthur.
The movie.
It's Kevin Bacon's first movie.
It's about dance.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit.
The way you just said that was fucking hilarious. I wish we had a video of you shooting back.
Well, we have audio.
Yeah.
So can
stop acting like this isn't being taped. This isn't just life on a train, shit dick.
Can I get back to my point about Nightmare on Elm Street? Because we went way off.
First
Hold
of
on
all,
a
no, I want, just, okay, we'll
no,
go back
before
to
you
point.
Say this.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's going to diffuse what you're going to say. I didn't buy it.
Don't scream into the mic. You're fine.
I didn't buy it because I was like, oh, I loved it so much. It's great. I bought it because I've been making a very conscious effort this year to expand my horror movie collection. And I love the Nightmare on Elm Street series. And I got a good price on it. And I was like, this is good enough. I'd buy this. I'd watch this again.
Okay, fine.
I want to own a shitload of horror movies.
Okay.
I'm getting up there. I got a lot now, man.
Okay. Then you're changing the parameters of why you bought it. You didn't buy it because it was a great movie. You bought it because you're trying to get movies, horror movies in your collection. That's fine.
And
okay?
I enjoyed the film, though. I didn't think it was bad.
But back to dance. Let me tell you something about dance. It's as far as an art form, it's the fucking most despicable, boring, holy fuck you art form there is. When a girl says I'm a dancer, I'll walk the fuck away. First of all, your feet are going to be awful and your knees are going to be bad or in your 30s. Second of all, dance stinks. There's no form of dance that's fun. Fucking hip hop, fuck you, ballet, so all that horse shit, interpretive, stinks. Dance
I agree
stinks.
With you.
And a movie about fucking dance, any movie, what besides Footloose, okay, what movie about dancing is fucking good?
Only the Strong. It's about capital. I'm just kidding.
I wish I had a fucking anvil.
I'm just saying, it's funny
there is no movie about dance. Step Up and all that shit's terrible.
It's all dance.
It's
all dance.
Shit.
It's terrible. Footloose isn't about dancing. It's about this fucking Bible thumper and preacher in this town.
It's about you can't dance. And then they dance. All of a sudden they go, man, that's crazy. You know, we should be able. And then they break into a dance.
No, that
people
never
don't
happened.
Fight. They did
Bobby,
do it.
That never happens
yeah, they
in the
did.
Movie. No,
he did
it
the
doesn't.
Sheet with the dust and the hat and the cowboy
that's
and the
where
car.
They're at they're at the prom and there's a. They're
no, before
dancing.
That, he's dancing.
He's talking about he dances out his aggression
teaching.
In the
yeah.
warehouse?
Yes.
He does dance out his
he
aggression.
Dance
in the
out,
warehouse.
Yeah, thank you. He dances out his aggression.
Ah,
really? Is that what you
and
do,
it's
Joe?
Good. It's playing that song.
I just like it.
What song is that? I need a hero.
Yeah.
I need a hero. Who is that? Bonnie who?
I don't know. That song stinks.
Oh, fuck you, Joe. Fuck you and Footloose and Dance. If you're a dancer,
hey, I agree.
Fucking hate Dance.
But just because I said they're remaking Footloose, I wasn't defending Dance.
No, you brought it up.
I did bring it up.
I didn't.
Okay, so I can't bring up. If I bring up something, I'm the ambassador of it.
Well, you brought it up like, dude. No, I'll tell you why, Dan. Listen, the point was they're remaking great movies, and we're offended by the fact that you don't need to remake a great movie. And you brought up in the same context,
all right.
Footloose.
All right.
And when you saw us go, ugh, you went, yeah, fuck. You.
All right.
You love Footloose.
No. I don't. Yeah, I don't love Footloose. I don't love it. I never said I loved it. Because I brought it up doesn't mean I love it.
You have the same cheekbones as Kevin Bacon, and I know you fucking compare yourself to him.
Thank you very much.
It's not a compliment.
No.
It's not
Kevin Bacon's great.
He has Skeletor face.
He does. Kevin Bacon, his nose looks like... It burned off in a fire, and they had to rebuild it, and he's got no lips.
Oh, I love Kevin Bacon, but him and his wife are both...
Just a couple of weird mouths. Her mouth looks like it's on upside down. His has no lips.
Jesus Christ. All right, I didn't back that up, Kevin.
I'm sure he's listening.
So you know what? He is a fan.
Maybe he is. He's a fan of yours?
Yeah.
Does he follow you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. All right.
No.
How do you feel now, Joe?
I wish you would have said that before.
And by the way, I think
you could have seen how I pulled back on the fucking old face thing. I said him and his wife.
He's got a weird face. Yeah, well, weird. Jesus Christ,
no,
Bob.
He doesn't listen to this. Are you out of your mind? Dude, nobody famous listens to this. That's why we're number 158, not 20. You know what? That's another thing about this podcast. Everybody has these fans, rabid fans that just fucking, oh my God, promote. And they really just... do this crazy shit for the fucking people they like. We don't, this podcast, we need a rabid fan that will make sure that this podcast gets in the top 30, at least 30. I'm not saying 20, but the top 30. What do you think, Joe?
It's not going to, we're going to need more than one is the point. I don't think one guy could do that. If he could, I would have got my album a lot higher on the list. It takes a lot of people.
All right. Well, fucking see if you can recruit some fucking people.
Do you?
Anyways, I digress. I don't know where the fuck this podcast started or went.
It's, Bob, it's the way it usually... But wait a second real quick before I say that.
Yeah.
Where's the Lewis? I thought Lewis Gomez was coming.
Yeah, he called. He could only make it at 1:45 or 1:50 or something like that. By the time he got up here, I just didn't think that it would have minutes left. So I told him to say fuck it.
He actually would have gotten a good 45 minutes.
Well, now, I didn't. You know, but you know how this podcast goes. We always I spilled a cup of coffee and I fucking couldn't find a thing and all this shit happened and we started like a little late. I don't know, how long have we been going for? How long have you been here?
It's 2:30.
What time did you get here?
I got here at 1:20.
1:20?
Yeah.
So it's 2:30, so it's almost an hour.
That would be more than an hour, Bob.
It's almost over an hour.
You guys started without me.
Yeah, we did.
So you're going longer than... You're way over.
We're
going
to fucking... Well, all right, we're going to wrap it up.
You're like at 90 minutes right now.
All right, party pooper, thanks. Jesus, Joe, what the fuck?
Bet if there was some booze here, Joe would want us to go for 2 hours.
He's the podcast police. Yeah. He's like, well, you're over 90 minutes. What the fuck? Is that a rule on iTunes?
No, I was saying... I was just giving you your... Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying a judgmental.
I know. I was kidding.
What are those earphones you're wearing?
I have to listen.
No, I know why you're wearing them.
Oh, okay. Let's get into fucking...
Where'd you get them?
Let's get in. Look at the things we've learned on this podcast. Dan Soder is a fucking amazing impressionist.
Yeah.
Does fucking great impressions.
I do too.
No, fuck you. Just take the compliment.
Okay, thank you.
Jesus Christ. Thanks. Big, small shoulder head. Little long hands. That'd be an Indian name.
Little long hands.
Little long hands. But we've learned that. We've learned about drugs and alcohol. We all agree that they should legalize marijuana, correct?
Yep.
And alcohol is a fucked up drug.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't know how to handle it. But you two alcoholics do.
Yep.
Okay. We learned that...
Well, it's got to suck for a guy like you that can't handle his booze like a big boy and has to give it up.
Wow. That's a motherfucker. No, I'm just that hurt, dude. That
what
fucking
do you mean
hurt.
That hurt?
That hurt my feelings.
You haven't drank since you were 10.
That hurts too. I wish I did drink. You know why, Dan? I wish I did drink right now. I wish I fucking right off the wagon I go drinking, cause I'd knock him the fuck out. The first thing I would do is be like, Joe. He'd be like, what's up? I fucking sucker punch him right. He'd
why
wake up the next
that?
Day and I'd be over with ice on his head going, shut your face, kid. Just shut your face.
Why would you do that?
Because that's the type of drunk I was. That's the type of drunk I was. I was a violent drunk.
I want to see Kelly drunk one day. If we live long enough and we make it to like our 70s, yep, and we're still friends, we didn't have some falling out over a movie deal or something where one of us stole from the other guy.
Right.
If we get that far.
Right.
You got to drink at that point. You're not throwing it away at that point. You know,
Dude, I'm not.
You're not fighting in your 70s.
I'm not drinking ever again.
You wouldn't do it in your 70s as an old man and just.
No, I'm not going to go that far in life and then go and just say fuck it for what? Alcohol doesn't taste good. Do you understand? Alcohol doesn't taste good. It's awful.
I know.
And I'm not going to. I don't. I drank it. People drink alcohol to get drunk.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it. I don't need to get drunk. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out is I don't need anything to do to be live life. I don't need it. That's what I'm trying to eliminate. You know, I've grown up. I need food. I need sex. I need booze. I need drugs. I need cigarettes. I need all these underlying causes to get through life and be okay with myself and be all right without fucking wanting to kill myself. I'm trying not to do that. Slowly, it's probably never going to happen. I'll never get there fully.
Right.
But I'm trying. And alcohol and drugs, the thing with alcohol is that I'll wind up in jail. So if I even fuck around with that, food, cigarettes, all that shit, I'll just die. Mm. You know what I mean? But nobody's going to get hurt. The thing with alcohol, someone's going to get hurt besides me.
All right, will you smoke again in your 70s?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, if that's what you need, Joe. I mean, if you need me to fucking smoke again, I will.
Well, first of all, you'll be 80. I'll be 70.
Here, hold this up. We're going to do a little tech talk right now, really, because, you know, like you said, we're past the fucking time.
I never
right
said now, that. Never said that.
Put your phone in there. We're gonna talk about this right here, Joe, which me and Joe have been, I don't know, Dan, if you're into technology at all.
I just can't afford any.
Really? Are you that poor?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't make money?
Mm-mm.
Wow. All right, well.
Dan's broke. That's why I wanted you to help him out. I try to help the kid out wherever I can.
Well, I think it's all going to change for Dan very soon.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, he's going to get booted out and sent back to Colorado. regular job.
I'll be working at Enterprise in 6 months.
No, you won't. You'll be at fucking Fridays at the front counter.
I'm not going to lie. Hey, there's no front counter at Fridays. You've ate there enough to know that there's no front counter.
You'll definitely have your little spangly fucking...
Yeah, all of my buttons.
What do they call it?
What's it called? Flair.
Flair, yeah.
I'll be wearing my flair.
Yeah, build death metal bands.
All right.
So here we go. Here's some new technology right now. This case right here, it's an iPhone case, and you put it on, and you can put three credit cards up, one, two, or three credit cards in the back, and the way it is, you push that little thing, and it slides out. So you don't have to carry a fucking wallet. When I travel, that's it right there. It's a great case, though. And what's the name of the case, Joe?
It's Spec.
Spec.
S-P-E-C-K. Now, this is a good case. There's something you should get on here, though.
Yep, go ahead.
We've talked about these wallet cases before. See, I have this one, which is great. This is the Sonics one. And you can squeeze three cards into this, but the thing is because of the way, because it's not meant for three cards and the material of the case is, it starts to pull back a little bit off the phone and doesn't really give you much screen protection. This thing, you got this... what's that called? Recessed whatever right there. So your camera's clear, but there's plenty of open space for it.
Right.
You got the recessed part here for the headphones. You got the protection over the buttons right there, another recessed thing. And then you got a raised, very small raised lip here. So if you do drop it, it's going to protect the screen.
Yeah. And it's made for three cards.
I like this case a lot. The only thing I don't like about it is that.
What's that?
the hole where you put your headphones in isn't really big, and sometimes when you're trying to connect to a certain type of like exterior external speaker system, right, whatever, the plug won't fit in there.
Right.
But other than that, this thing's great.
It's fucking great. Yeah, I love it too. It's a spec iPhone case, wallet case.
How much was it?
It was only $35.
$35. Where'd you get it?
I got it at Best Buy.
Best Buy?
Best Buy has those.
Really? Which Best Buy did you go
to? I went to the one in Las Vegas. Las Vegas? No, no Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. What movie? So, Best Buy has them. Fucking great. The spec awesome. iPhone wallet case. You don't have to fucking carry your wallet. It's great when you're flying. Credit card, ID, right on your phone. Everything's right there. It's one of my favorite new tech things. So there you go. Tech talk with...
Not with me.
Not with you, because you, with me at you all. Have no money.
None.
All right.
How do you get it off the phone?
You got to push it off. It's kind of hard, which is good, though. It's hard to get off, unlike the other ones that are easy. You know what? You're not going to be able to do it.
It doesn't feel bulky in your pocket either?
No, not at all. You're going to need, actually, you need muscles or rage to get to get this off. But that's weird that you really have no money, huh, Dan?
No.
You're just poor.
I mean, I have a day job.
You do? What do you do?
Yeah, wait tables.
Oh, boy. Ugh. That just fucking hurt. Why? I don't have people, Joe. I don't have.
Oh, fuck
waiters.
That! What am I supposed to keep it a secret?
I don't have waiters on this podcast.
I'm not a waiter.
Yeah. No, you brought an open micer waiter.
Go fuck yourself, DeRosa.
On this thing.
So what the fuck?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I fucking built this thing. I had to sweat my ass off 4 days a week. No, just, it
listen,
sucks.
I, honest to God, dude, you're a funny guy. Thanks. Number one, I was in Montreal with you. I did your New Faces Without Management show. You fucking killed it. I felt bad for the rest of the people on the show because he came out and just fucking annihilated.
Yeah.
Because he's been in New York.
Right.
Just killing it. And, you know, he's got that comp. He doesn't give a shit.
Right.
Doing a little room like that. He didn't even fucking. He just went up and did his shit. He killed it. And the people after him were like, oh, fucking suck a dick.
Right.
And you did great. Nice. I went outside. He had like a group of, you know, all these industry people around him. So, you know, he did great. And then the other night you won the show at the Shiraj Smalls show.
I heard that.
The comic strip.
Yeah, there's five new guys that go up and he won.
Where'd you win?
Nothing.
Do they pass you at the strip if you win?
He told me to email him. I emailed him. We got nothing back.
Well, you know what the thing is, though? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You went up there and you have... by far the funniest fucking guy. So you're
thank
not.
You.
It tells you right now that even then that fucking the new guys that you
right.
doing the shit with, you're already past them,
yeah.
And you're already friends with guys that know you're funny that are, you know, way farther along in the business than you are.
Yeah.
You
who were you up mean? Against?
Don't name names because it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Oh, okay.
It was bad, dude. I think the show is. It's I get the concept, but I hate being mean to new young guys.
Man, you guys, you and Patrice were brutal to some kids. I took some guys, take some lumps.
brutal?
Bobby was making fun of my big head and my midget body. Like, he was basically doing what he was doing on the podcast.
Yeah.
Patrice was surprisingly nice to me.
Yeah.
Patrice had a lot of nice things to say. Paul Mercurio had some criticisms, then him and Patrice argued.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I want to hear about that.
Well, Patrice argued about, Paul was, look, it's just going to happen. Paul Mercurio and Patrice are going to argue. It's just a fucking...
Well, what was the argument about Dan? I want to hear it.
Oh, Paul said that I was one of my bits was too long, and Patrice said no, it wasn't. He said it was perfect amount of length.
Yeah, Patrice was just like, no, shut. Patrice had really good insight, man. Like he went at it in this real psychological way of breaking down jokes or people and stuff. The only thing that he sucked is that a black comic went up and did a joke about what was it? White black guys.
Something about getting mugged.
Ordering on a menu or something.
I don't know.
Something the way black guys order food.
Right.
Or something like that. And the way white guys, or the way white. And I was like, it was hacky. It was a fucking half bit. And he had other stuff that was great. He said, like, dude, it's so fucked up when you don't look like a thug, man. You actually look like a witness.
Right.
It was just funny. He was really original. He had some original black white shit or being black stuff that was funny.
Right.
And then in the middle, he did this hack. You know, I've heard it a million times. And I said that. And Patrice was like, fuck him. Fuck that. And he just cut me off. And he was giving me shit about going on and on. But then 20 minutes later, he was... It's like, really? Yeah. It's just Patrice.
Right.
And then you call him on, he's like, what are you going to do? Sorry. You know what I mean? It's just fucking Patrice. He doesn't... I know him, so it doesn't... I don't take it personal. You know, and then after the show, I explained... I was like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. That he was like, you don't tell... Don't listen to these white guys. You just be. It's like, no, dude, you can't give fucking critique to this, all these other comics. And then the black guy comes up and just go be you. Fuck white people. It's like, that's so fucking reverse of what the fuck you say we're doing. You're doing the same
thing.
But I'm not going to get into it with Patrice and try to talk over him, because that's what he does. You'll never talk over Patrice.
Right.
You just, Patrice.
Can. Yeah.
And I know that he's not taking it as personal as, but Mercurio and him just went at it over that. You know, because he was, I agree with Bobby. And I was like, don't agree with me. And I don't want Mercurio agreeing with me, but, you know, I was kidding, but they just went at it. And Patrice was like, Jesus. Fuck you. But
well,
it was actually interesting, but it wasn't what it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be the guy comes out, does some stuff. You make fun of his head or whatever, like I did. You're not really supposed to get that deep into the guy. But some of the guys really stunk, dude. I'll be honest.
That's a shame.
They came out and they weren't. Yeah. This is what I'll say. There's a place somewhere for them to perform, but it wasn't at the Strip on a contest.
Right.
Because you're never going to win. You're never going to beat a Dan Soder on a contest because he has fucking, he knows how to engage a big audience, small, big, whatever. And he has presence. He has stage presence plus the jokes.
Right.
You don't have stage presence. You have these jokes that are very alternative, very witty, and you got
to
kind of.
Can you not say it like you're saying it to me?
That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I talking? I actually was. I just was looking at your face.
No, you literally go, you don't have stage presence. You have these jokes.
You know what I mean, dude. You have stage presence. Jesus Christ. All right,
no,
listen.
I'm joking.
This fucking podcast.
The Rosa killed it after a punk band last night.
Oh, yeah. I did not kill it. How did that go for you?
Oh, you missed the guy juggling knives.
Jesus Christ. Did you pull out the set, though?
Yeah, it went great.
It was like...
I followed a comic. I followed another comic. I followed Seton Smith.
All right.
That's
right. There you go. Well, we're going to end this podcast right now. Joe DeRosa and Dan Soder. Joe DeRosa, at Joe DeRosa Comedy on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
And what's your website?
JoeDeRosaComedy.com. Gotham's October 8th, 3 shows.
Yeah.
Please come see.
Yeah, please come see. Go to his website. And what are you?
At Dan Soder at Twitter. And Caroline's, 10 p.m. I'll be featuring for Nate Bargatze this Thursday, October 6th.
You're featuring for Nate?
Well, yeah, he's letting me do 30 for a tape. It's something.
Hi, Soder. I was wondering if y'all want to feature for me.
You want to do some jokes?
We should get him on the fucking podcast. Should we?
We should. Yeah, he's fun. He's fun.
Especially get some beers in him. You want to talk about some anger.
Dude, I did a fucking college with the kid in his car. The worst luck ever. We're driving. All of a sudden, something falls off underneath his car. We got to pull over. He's got to knock it off with a fucking golf club. Then we literally pull back on the highway. A fucking rock hits his windshield.
Did it break?
Just cracked it.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was just a fucking mess. But anyways. And you know, and you can always ask a question to Joey D and myself and anybody, I guess, who's on the podcast at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com. And, you know, spread the word about the podcast. Go check out the other shows on Glory Hole. And I guess that's it, right? I got shows coming up. But here's a new thing. My new fucking app is out. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, it is?
My new iPhone app is out, and it's fucking the shit.
Old
one, and it's free, motherfucker, because we had so many problems with the old one that I didn't want to... Fuck it. It's free.
I'm getting it now. Where is...
Just go to App Store and type in Robert Kelly apps, and it will come up. It's streamlined. It's got the podcast on there, so you can listen to the podcast, pause it, rewind it, all that shit, so you don't have to fucking listen to the whole thing over again if you got to go to work. My dates. It's got the YouTube channel that all these... We're going to start doing videos for the podcast. Are going to go up there on the app channel on YouTube. It's got a bunch of shit, but it's streamlined, it's fucking great, and it's free. So go get my new Robert Kelly iPhone app. If you're a fan of this podcast, it's a great way to listen to the show. We got some new great shit coming out in the next couple months, some really big news. So it's going to be even easier for you guys to listen to this podcast on your phones. Even when we go live, we're trying to hook it up so that you don't have to fucking be in front of a computer to hear those live shows. And that's about it. So I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening to You Know What Dude fucking podcast. Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register.
iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.